Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Menachot Daf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the beginning of the third parak, and we're continuing with the theme of Pigul. The third parak of Menachot: Akometz et Hamincha Lachol Davar She'in Darko Lachol Laktir Davar She'in Darko Laktir Kasher Rabbi Elazar Posel. We've already seen this dispute that the Chachamim maintain that if you intend to eat something which is not an edible or burn something which is not a burnable, it is not a pigul at all. Rabbi Elazar says it is pasul. Achol davar shedarko lachol, ulaktir davar shedarko lahaktir pachot mikazayit. But everybody agrees that if your intent is even to eat something correctly or to burn something correctly but less than a kazayit, kasher. Achol kachatz zayit, ulaktir kachatz zayit, kasher she'en achilav itam ra'akdim mitstarfin. And this is something we already saw in Zvachim, that intent to burn burnables and intent to eat edibles does not combine, and if each is less than a kazayit, we do not have a full shear of pigul at all. Amar Masa Rabbi Yochan, my tam to Rabbi Elazar. What's Rabbi Elazar's reason for saying that eating, intent to eat, let's say, komets, or intent to burn, let's say, shiraim, makes at least a psul? Amar Kra, vimei achoy acham sarzevach shlamav. That's the key pasuk about pigul. It says, hey, achol, ye achel. If it is eaten, eaten, as it were. It really means if it's surely be eaten. And that's something we will all agree with, that pigul will apply to human devouring or to the mizbeach devouring. Just like pigul can apply to eating, it can also apply to burning. That's one step. But the next step is Rabbi Elazar. Just like eating and intent to eat connect, similarly, and therefore, if you think about eating that which is going to be eaten by the Mizbeach, etc., or vice versa, it is pigul. And his whole reason is based on the fact that the Torah used the word he'achol to refer to haktara, based on this midrash. Now, for Rabbanan, how do the Rabbanan answer that? Haida afkinu rachmanu v'lashon achila. They have to admit that the Torah did use the word achila. Why did it do so? Deloshna ki machashev v'lashon achila l'mizbeach, or shna ki machashev v'lashon haktara l'mizbeach. That it doesn't matter if you say, I am doing the komets in order for the mizbeach to devour the komets tomorrow, or in order for the mizbeach to burn up. Whether you use burn up or devour, either way it is a valid pigul thought. Inami, there's another consideration, which is ma'achila b'kazayit af haktara b'chazayit. The reason the Torah called haktara achila is to give it the shear of kazayit. Alright, uleolam achila d'or chamashma. But the Torah still is just referring, this is Rabbanan's position, to normal eating, which means eating something edible or burning that which is to be burnt. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar has to agree at least at that last principle that Haktaraz Kazayit. So he'll say Imkain Lichtu Rachmana Im Heachol Heachol Miachel Yachel. If so, let the Torah just repeat itself twice to say that they're both called Achila. Ma Heachol Yachel. Why does the Torah mix the terms? Shamat Minatarti. You can learn from that what you want, which is Kazayit. You can also learn what I'd like to add, which is that the Achilot cross over. We're going to refer to them as cross-intent in the sugya. Now, Amar the Rabbi Zeir Lavasi. So he asked the following. E Tamid Rabbi Lazar, because Ravasi was the one who reported this in Rabbi Yochanan's name. E Tamid Rabbi Lazar Mishum Hachihu, if that's really his reason, Karet Nami Lichayev. So you should be Chayev Karet for eating something where the intent was, let's say, to burn it, let's say Shirayim, you intended to burn them Lachar Zman, which Rabbi Elazar says is a pigul and is in the pasuk. Therefore, you should be chayav if you eat it. And then Machinami, if you think that really Rabbi Elazar would say you're chayav, ha'ad huda amart, you Ravasi, the one who said Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Elazar she'en anosh karet, that Rabbi Elazar agrees there's no karet, it's just pasul. Amar le tanoi hi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar. He said, actually, it's machloka tanaim. In interpreting Rabbi Elazar's approach, whether he meant it's a full-blown pigul or just a pasul. Ikalamada psula da'oraita. If you hold the psul is da'oraita and the midrash is a full midrash, therefore it's a pigul. The ikalamada amar psula da'rabanan. Some people think it's only da'rabanan and therefore it's certainly not a pigul or chayav karet, Tanya. And here's how we got there. We have the following braita. Let's say you intended to drink the blood tomorrow, which is cross intent. Again, to burn the meat, cross intent. To eat the emurim, cross intent. Kasher. Good. Rabbi Lazar posel. That's fine so far, just like the Mishnah. Then, lahaniach midamo lemachar. What if you did the shechita in order to let the dam sit tomorrow? You're not going to do anything. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. Now, I'm a Rabbi Elazar. This is now Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, not Rabbi Eliezer, our prime Rabbi Elazar here. Af bezu Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachamim machshirin. He seems to disagree and say, even in this case, the machloket still applies. Now, we have to figure out what's going on in this conversation. Rabbi Yehuda Liban Aman, Rabbi Yehuda says that if lahaniach damo is pasul, within whose camp is he saying that? Rabbanan or Rabbi Eliezer, who preceded him? Ilema libid Rabbanan, if you think it's based on Rabbanan. So think about this. Hashtoma hatam the kamachashe b'lashon achila mikshu Rabbanan. In that case, when you are intending to eat, but it's to eat a burnable. The Rabbanan say it's nothing. Hachalo kol shekein, here where you intend to just let the dam sit, it's certainly going to be nothing. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's pasul? Ela libid Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that he's saying this within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, or according to Rabbi Eliezer, laniach damo is pasul. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, what did Rabbi Elazar say back to him? Well, Rabbi Elazar, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Elazar and Shamua is not disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. Why is he speaking up? Why is he saying, here too is the machloket? Isn't that Rabbi Yehuda said? So what must be their difference? Elav, karet, ikabinayu. They disagree about karet for the first cases. Rabbi Yehuda, savar, he holds, laniach psula ba'alma. If you intended to just leave the dam, then it's just pasul. Bahanach, but in the other ones with cross intent to burn edibles or eat burnables, karet nami michayev. There's even karet. Va'ator b'lazer the memor, or b'lazer comes along and says, no, idi v'idi pasul ven bo karet. No, even here, Rabbi Elazar says that it's only pasul, just like he says over there, and therefore he holds that it's all drabanan, based on the way that we're reading it. And the only thing it's d'oraita would be intent to eat edibles or burn burnables. Now, that's the way we got it, which means Rav Asi is now defending himself and saying the position that it is a full-blown pigul would really be dependent on Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Elazar. Lo, and we reject that. The kuli alma karet leka, everybody agrees there's no karet. Everybody agrees it's not a psul d'oraita. V'hacha gimel machlokot p'davar. There's three opinions here. Tanakama savar, meaning in this braita, referring to Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, Tanakama savar mahanach pligi. Tanakama holds that they disagree about those cases, about cross intent, laniach tivya kol kasher, but they won't even mention laniach dam because he holds laniach, everything he says is kasher. Rabbi Yehuda savar, bahanach pligi. Rabbi Yehuda has the opposite approach. He says they disagree about cross intent, laniach tivya kol pasul, but if you have intent, laniach at adam, then they all agree it's pasul. My tama, why would they say that? Gzera miktsat damo atu kol damo, because after all, v'chol damo psul adoraita. If you would intend to leave, if you would indeed leave all the dam over, then it's pasul. And so therefore, there's a gzerah if you intend to leave some of the dam. D'tanya, Amar lehem Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say to Chachamim as the background of this? If you really did leave the dam over, that dam would be pasul. So therefore, chishav l'anichol l'machar nami pasul. So if you intended to leave it, it's also pasul. In other words, he's reading pigul as being anything that if you intended to do it, if you're really to do it, it'll be pasul, then intent is also posel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody agrees that intent to leave over the dam is pasul. V'yata Rabbi Lazar the Meimar, Rabbi Lazar comes along to split the difference and said, afbezu Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachamim machshirin. He says that the machloket that exists about cross intent exists also about lahaniach. So in other words, we have three opinions here. Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda has the opposite opinion, Rabbi Lazar just keeps the machloket going. Okay, that's another way to read it, and that then destroys Rav Asi's answer and says there really is no opinion that says that it's a full pigul, and therefore he really isn't learning it from the pasuk as a full midrash. Now, parenthetically, could Rabbi Yehuda really hold that position that we just put together, that everybody agrees, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim agree that if laniach damo it's pasul? V'atanya, listen to this story. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, kshihalachti l'matzot midotai etzer Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. I went to go over my learning, literally to check out my measures, but to go over my learning with Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. V'amrila l'matzot midotav shel Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, perhaps to check his learning. Matzati Yosef HaBavli. There was a particular student, Yosef HaBavli. Yosef Lefanav, he was sitting in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. Vayach Chaviv Lo Biyoter Ad Leachat. He was enjoying his review of the learning until they got to one point. What happened? Amar Lo, Yosef HaBavli said to Elazar ben Shammua, Rebbe, HaShochet HaZavach Leniach Tamol Machar, our case, to leave the blood over. Mahu. Amar Lo Kasher. He said 100% it's fine. Arvit. So later that evening, he said Amar Lo Kasher. He asked him again. He said Kasher. Shacharit, the next morning, Yosef Bavli came back and asked him again, Amar lo kasher. Sorayim, Amar lo kasher. At midday, he said the same thing. Mincha, at the end of the day, Amar lo kasher, Elash Rabbi Eliezer posel. Now Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua, for the first time, in all five times he was asked, said, by the way, not everybody agrees that's kasher, Rabbi Eliezer posel. Tzavu panav shel Yosef Bavli. Yosef Bavli suddenly lit up and had a big smile on his face. Amar lo, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua said, this all Rebbe watching. Yosef, it seems like we weren't learning together till now. In other words, now you seem to be happy. Till now, what was wrong? Amarlo Rabbi. So he said, Rabbi, hey, you're right. Elish Rabbi Yehuda Pasul Shanali. Rabbi Yehuda taught me Pasul. Hand here means I really did enjoy the learning, but I had one problem. Rabbi Yehuda, when I was in his Beit Midrash, he taught me Pasul about that case. I tried to find somebody who would agree with me that Rabbi Yehuda said that. I couldn't find anybody who said that. I thought I'd got it wrong. Now that you taught me Pasul, you've restored my lost item. You've brought me back the piece of learning that I had. He started crying. How happy are you, Tamnei Chachamim? You love Torah so much that when you have somebody tell you that reminds you of what you said or supports what you remembered, you're so happy. He said the quote of the Pasuk, how much I love your Torah all day, it is what I talk about. A pasuk describing someone who is intensely in love with Torah, and that's a beautiful description of Yosef HaBavli here. The end of the story, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua explains to Yosef HaBavli what happened. Hamim Nesh Rabbi Yehuda ben Osher Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Eloi Talmidosh Rabbi Elazar, Eliezer, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda's father, Rabbi Eloi, was a student of Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Yehuda, in a sense, is the intellectual grandson of Rabbi Eliezer. L'ficha shana l'chamishtat Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, he taught you Rabbi Eliezer's position as the default position. That is the end of the Braita. Now, our analysis is, V'isalka datach divrei hakol pasul atnie, if we think that Rabbi Yehuda actually taught divrei hakol pasul, in the case of laniach tamo, mayach zarta li avedati, then why would Yosef HaBavli feel like he got what his information that was lost was restored to him? After all, iu pluta kamerle. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua did not teach it was divrei hakol. He taught something different than Yosef Bavli heard from Rabbi Yehuda, which is that it's a machloket. Elamai kasher. The answer is kasher. Rabbi Eliezer pasul posel atnie. In other words, it must be that what he heard from Rabbi Yehuda, so that he felt good when he heard it again, was that Rabbi Yehuda said it's kasher, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's pasul. That must be that what he was taught. Yachi mai hamim neish ananami plugta kamatninan. If so, then why did, if that's the case, and this is now the knockdown of this approach, that says that Rabbi Yehuda certainly didn't say divrei hakol, but if that's the case, then why did Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua at the very tail end of the Braita explain to Yosef HaBavli the reason that Rabbi Yehuda taught it this way is because he has this relationship with Rabbi Eliezer? Ella liolam divrei hakol pasul atnie. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda really taught divrei hakol, and that really was his position, and our assessment of the Braita is correct, and nobody says that it is a pigul. So just to conclude, why did Yosef HaBavli say, thank you for restoring my lost item, if it wasn't really the way he heard it? Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua said that it's a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda taught it was divrei hakol. Because I knew that somebody said it was pasul. Rabbi Yehuda taught me everybody says it's pasul, and now you're telling me nobody says it's pasul. Now that you finally said somebody says, so at least I feel like I'm not absolutely out there in what I learned. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up with the next Mishnah, the beginning of Mishnah Bet, on Daf Yud Chet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.